This is AuthorPod, a series of podcast talks brought to you from the University of Stellenbosch, South Africa. This is the 43rd edition of this AuthorPod series. I'm Ian Robertson, an orthopedic surgeon and lecturer at this university. Today we will discuss how to determine skeletal age. At some stage in your career as a medical practitioner, you will probably be asked to determine a patient's bone age, maybe because of interpreting x-rays and maybe growth plate injuries, or the reason may be legal, such as deciding whether a patient is over the age of consent or not, which often defined in many countries 18 years. They're more severe in punishment of citizens over 18 years. How do we determine how skeletally mature a child is? There are many aspects to maturation. This includes the development of reproductive and secondary sexual characteristics, changes in muscle and fat, mass distribution, as well as changes in bone structure. So only part of the measurement is an x-ray determination. Other methods is simply asking the patient simple questions about start of menstruation, etc., and physical examination of the patient. Let's look at normal growth. How, at what speed does somebody grow? At what tempo? Age at which the growth spate occurs varies greatly. Normal puberty has a four-year variation in age at which it takes place. Humans have two basic pubertal stages, consisting of adrenarche and gonarche. Adrenarche is when the adrenal cortex matures at about 8 years of age. And then comes the activation of the ovaries and testes with dramatic increase in dramatic steroidal production and second development of sexual sex characteristics. In girls, gonarche is manifested by breast development and onset of menstruation, which is called menarche. Boys undergo similar changes with testicular enlargement and virilization, having to shave, etc. Growth hormone and the sex steroids, particularly estrogen, are necessary for normal adolescent growth spurt. In general, girls are skeletally mature at 14 and a half years of age. This is cessation of long bone growth in any way, and boys at 16 and a half. What about skeletal maturity? Growth usually ceases before the physis close. So what you see as physis that haven't quite closed yet might mean that the patient has already ceased growing and they're just waiting to close. While the patient is in a pre-pubertal chronological age, is a reasonable indicator of bone age. So you can go by the calendar while the patient's young. It's just this great variation in onset of puberty that makes it necessary later to determine bone age. Patients from birth to the age of 3 or 4 years can be assumed to be growing very fast. After this, until they hit the adolescent growth spurt, growth is much slower. As a child approaches 8 years of age, adrenarche provides some indication of impending puberty. As the child approaches a growth spurt, it's helpful to ask questions about the initiation of breast development or about rapid foot growth, which occurs also at this time. The first signs of puberty and the rapid growth spurt are initial breast development in the girl and rapid foot growth in both boys and girls. The rapid growth spurt occurs while the triradiate cartilage is still open. The triradiate cartilage of the acetabulum closes off at about the age of 12. So if you're doing scoliosis x-rays, include the acetabulum pelvis in your x-rays. You get much information from this. X-ray indicators of skeletal maturity. The various classical areas that are looked at on x-rays. What's the importance of ossification centers about the elbow? These are mainly of importance. Remember, they're in the younger child up to the age of 11 years, where chronological age is quite important. So they're not so important in determining bone age, but rather know when the ossification centers appear, because they can be confused with fractures. And always take the normal side, the other side, the uninjured side, and then compare them. Know the ages at when the ossification centers occur around the elbow, and there are six of these ossification centers, appear at different ages, and they all fuse to the adjacent bones at various ages. It is not clinically important to memorize the specific ages when these ossification centers appear or fuse. However, it is clinically important to realize that the ossification centers always appear in a specific sequence. The mnemonic for the order of appearance of individual ossification centers is CRITOE, C-R-I-T-O-E. And these stand for capitellum, C for capitellum, R for radial head, I for internal, the medial epicondyle, T for trochlea, O for olecranon, and E for external, in other words, the lateral epicondyle. Remember that the anatomic position of the body places the upper extremities in external rotation with supination at the elbows, and that the antecubital fossa faces anteriorly. This is a standard anatomical position. Thus, the external epicondyle is on the radial side of the elbow, while the internal epicondyle is on the ulnar side of the elbow. The ages at which these ossifications appear are highly variable, but as a general guide, remember, CRITOE corresponds to 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11 years of age. Next very important X-ray sign of skeletal maturity is the Risser's sign. Risser's sign is commonly used as a maturity indicator in scoliosis. It's based on the radiographic excursion of the iliac apophyseal ossification. The crest of the ilium ossifies from lateral to medial. And the iliac crest starts ossifying at the anterior superior iliac spine and then extends posteriorly towards the posterior superior iliac spine. The axial skeleton matures a few years later than the limbs. And for scoliosis, the Risser's sign is useful measurement of bone age determination. So remember, you can actually go on growing in your spine up to about the age of 22 or so years, especially if you're male. Skeletal age can be determined by the appearance of the iliac apophysis of the pelvis. The apophysis starts, as I've said, appears laterally on the pelvic X-ray and moves towards the spine as the patient approaches adulthood. In other words, it moves medially. Risser's sign is a measure of the growth left in the spine. This may help to determine the potential for progress of scoliosis. The grading of Risser's sign is as follows. A Risser 1, where 25, basically the iliac crest is divided into quarters. So Risser 1, when the first quarter, 25% of the iliac apophysis ossification, and it's seen in about the time of puberty. Risser 2, where 50%, it's now progressed another 25%, 50% of the iliac apophysis is ossified, and ossification extends halfway across the iliac wing. It's seen immediately before or during the growth spurt. So remember, they've had the prepubertal growth spurt has started now. And the Risser 3, 75% of the iliac apophysis has ossified, and Risser 4, where there's 100% ossification, with no fusion to the iliac crest. So you can still see the growth plate present. Because when it becomes a Risser 5, it's basically the adult pattern, where the iliac apophysis is fused to the iliac crest and indicates cessation of all growth, especially spinal growth. The average ages at which these Risser stages appear are given in tables, which I don't want to repeat here in an oral talk, but basically Risser 1 first starts at 13.8 years in girls, and a little bit older, 15.2 in boys, and this goes on until by the time your Risser 5 first appears, in other words, complete fusion, adult type pelvis. This occurs at 16 in girls for the first time, and the first time you see a Risser 5 in boys appearing is at age 18. What's the importance of hand and wrist bone X-rays? A common and accurate way of skeletal age measurement is to compare X-rays taken of the left hand to the standardized X-ray pictures of the Gruelich and Pyle Atlas. Gruelich and Pyle Atlas has advantages of other similar atlases have been universally available and has good instructions accompanying the figures. One problem with the Atlas is there is some user variability, which makes a precise estimation difficult. Other problem, we also especially because of legal cases, they'll always quote this, is that it was compiled using Caucasian white children in America, and these have not been shown experimentally to be similar to the development of other races who may have different builds. Age determination can be done in other areas, and some are important to the criminologists and in immigration officials. It is sometimes crucial to determine if the individual is over 18 or 21 or whatever age defines adulthood, and is attendant less lenial judicial treatment. And you can take the third molar tooth, the wisdom tooth, appears on X-rays at age 18 years, it ossifies. And the ossification of the sternal clavicular cartilage also occurs at 18 years. So if your risk sign doesn't help you, it's one thing it can help you, then the Grolic and Pyle Atlas. And other things you can use is the molar tooth development and these ossification of the sternal clavicular cartilage. Thank you for downloading and listening to this talk. If you have found it useful, you will find other similar talks on orthopedic surgery and a podcast you can subscribe to at www.sun.ac.za/author. Thank you.